All right, this is Ask a Pharmacist. I'm Ben Holmes, and a big welcome to Pam Kennedy. She's a pharmacist from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Welcome, Pam. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, Ben. So happy to be joining you today. Thank you so much.
Let's jump right into it. People have sent in some questions for you, and you have the knowledge and expertise to answer them. You have a few there. I have a few here. So why don't you start off?
For sure. So we can chat about maybe some of the ones, that I've chosen from the list of ones that we're seeing, getting regularly here at the pharmacy. So first of all, vaccinations. So certainly with measles, the case that has now occurred in Nova Scotia or got brought back as a result of travel, people are wondering how they might be able to find out if they're up to date on their vaccinations. So a couple of things around that. So first of all, we'd like to highlight that if you haven't already downloaded your Health NS app, it's a great place to go to, a great resource to go to check to see what vaccines you've had in the past. Now, we operate, as you know, one of the community pharmacy primary care clinics in Nova Scotia. And at these clinics, we are able to provide all publicly funded vaccines, with the exception of those that are provided to the grade 7 students as part of that program. But one of those publicly funded vaccines is measles. And so when we get calls for publicly funded vaccines, what we are able to do is actually contact public health and get a full record through Panorama of previous vaccines that have been provided in Nova Scotia. So as part of that appointment that we make for you within the clinic, we're able to track down those previous records as much as possible. And so, either through the efforts of a primary care clinic, through your own provider, so you can, of course, if you have a doctor or nurse practitioner, you can get that information from records there. Or again, as I mentioned, the Your Health NS app is a great place to go as well.
Okay, great. Another really relevant thing everybody's talking about right now is allergies and colds, and what the difference is between both of them. They have similar symptoms?
Yes, of course. And it can be quite difficult because of the similarity in symptoms that we see between the common cold and allergies. But you're right, especially this time of the year, we often in the spring start to see those seasonal allergies coming around and start to see the Claritin and reacting, people in looking for those antihistamines. But if you're wondering if what you're experiencing, so the symptoms you're experiencing are more of an allergy or a cold, there's a couple of, sort of defining symptoms, I would say, that we usually see. So with a cold, of course, and I'm not saying that every person's exactly the same, but with a cold, we typically would see sometimes a bit of a sore throat, or sometimes a bit of a cough, potentially a bit more fatigue. Allergies, the more defining symptom we see with allergies are those itchy, watery eyes. So the itchy, watery eyes are certainly telltale, because the sneezing, the runny nose are commonly seen with both. But if itchy, watery eyes are one of the telltale symptoms, then that usually is one of the ways that we would know if it was a seasonal allergy versus a cold, and just generally how you're feeling, because those colds usually tend to make us feel a lot more fatigued a little bit faster. So especially this time of the year, if allergies are problematic, antihistamines, of course, like Claritin or Reactine, are your best option that are available, of course, without seeing your family doctor or nurse practitioner. But if those over-the-counter products aren't helping with controlling those symptoms, of course, you can, through the community pharmacy primary care clinics, book that assessment with a pharmacist, where we are able to prescribe other types of options for seasonal allergies as well.
Okay, good info there. Another thing that we all experience, tick bites. Nobody likes ticks. How do you know when you should go in and have it looked at, and what can you do to prevent it?
Of course. So those daily tick checks, when you talk about preventing it, it's very difficult, of course, in Nova Scotia, because we have, so many ticks here. But, the most important thing to remember is doing those daily tick checks, because the quicker we get that off of there, the less likely it is to lead to Lyme disease. But you're right, of course, if you do find that tick attached, we can do assessments in pharmacy. So that's not limited to a primary care clinic site pharmacy. So this is something something that is available at all pharmacies. So a pharmacist is able to do an assessment. If it appears as though that tick has been on, so based on that assessment, if that tick has been attached for more than 24 to 36 hours, so in that case, does it appear to be engorged? Are we dealing, of course, with a deer tick or that black-legged tick? If it's not, then we would, you know, stop the assessment at that point. And people often ask, Ben, do we need to have that tick with us to have a pharmacist prescribe the antibiotics that we would prescribe to help to prevent Lyme disease? And in fact, you do not have to have the tick if you are able to positively identify it as a black-legged tick or as a deer tick. And if you're not 100% certain and you don't want to hang on to the tick to bring in with you, I mean, of course, a lot of people do, but you can always take a photo as well for us to be able to provide that assessment here. So if we work our way through that assessment and feel that there is a risk of a progression potentially to Lyme disease, then we are able to prescribe an antibiotic to help prevent that risk. Now, what's new in Nova Scotia that a lot of people may not know about, which I think is timely, of course, this time of the year, is that pharmacists are actually now able to assess and prescribe for early Lyme disease as well. So if, you know, you've missed that tick bite or you didn't get in to have the Lyme prevention antibiotics prescribed, or despite the antibiotics, it does progress to Lyme disease, with early Lyme disease, we are actually now able to prescribe longer courses of antibiotics to help treat that Lyme disease. So I would encourage, if there is any suspicion of Lyme disease, or you know you've had that tick bite, to reach out to your pharmacy team to see how we might be able to help.
Okay. And again, for any of these ailments, when in doubt, reach out to a healthcare provider, reach out to your pharmacist. Best to be safe than sorry, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Pam, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ben.
That's Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy.